This is the this is this Tuesday, March the 12th. Windy. That's bad after that fine rain. But the temperature's way up high. Shirley came by this morning. She's a little bit late in getting here to visit a little bit and see the animals, and we stood out and handled the 10 new calves in the little pen right by the loading chute. Francis was there. And we put a little piece of plasterboard up to hold them up at one end. And they got used to being handled in a little no time. One of them kicked me on the shin. And Shirley had a lot of things on her mind. Talk about the cattle, and at the end, talk about the school business. The teachers walk out and conditions over in Hawthorne, so we've got a good bit to look forward to. And in general, she caught us up on what went on. This is the beginning of Shirley's tape on Tuesday, the 12th of March, 68. I'm telling you.
Huh? Yeah,
fine. That's right, vigorous.
That's fine, ain't it?
Remember the three young heifers?
Yeah.
One of her calves.
Yeah.
The pet there, the real dark one.
Yeah.
And she's just as gentle as her mother is, but she won't go through those fences.
Oh, my.
Can you get it? Can I make you a cup of coffee? Oh, no, thank you, ma'am.
I see, so you know where you had to sit. I can't hear you think.
Oh, this is the, this is just a regular bit. Bit that we use on the record. But the one that is the one that is has the most control to it, and this is the one we use on Newfie. And this is an S bit, Here's your S. This is a regular walking horse bit.
This is what I think she needs.
And has this long shank. And the regular S bit.
Well, what is it? What would give you control on that for you?
Well, this bar is a better control bar than
this one here.
However, that's a hard bit, they tell me.
Yeah, and she's got a very tender mouth, and I think this is too hard
well,
for her.
Well, that's possibly what the trouble is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
she's very tender, very, very.
But you've got a longer shank here, and just a touch of this, it's not as hard as that,
uh-huh.
And yet it's controlled. We use this on Newfie all the time, and it works real well for the white horse.
Yeah, she's a little hard-headed, Shirley.
Well, this horse is really hard-headed, but she's...
Now, if you've got a real tender
mouth... The rudder is working properly, she might.
If you've got a real tender mouth, like Molly has, we use Tom Thumbit.
Yeah.
Now, this is quite...
Oh, really?
Quite tame, you see. Molly's such a big horse, it looks so funny to put. She's used to a hackamore.
Oh, those hackamores. I tried a hackamore on her. Boy, she reared up with me like a cereal.
Oh, really?
She hated that thing.
Oh,
well,
really?
Molly's used to a hackamore, so I guess your horse wouldn't need this thing.
Uh-huh.
But the time, now Johnny, this horse trainer that we had, just loves this time and thumb bit.
Uh-huh.
And he'll use it on most any of them.
I think you don't use it. It's whatever they're used to, when you're training
yeah.
them, whatever they get used to.
Do you know what
I don't know what. No,
well, I think
I'd
that would be the thing.
I have to get over there to see Mr. Priest.
Now, this is the thing that they mostly use.
Well, this one, it's a similar to this, only has a double V.
Uh-huh.
Double V bar.
Uh-huh.
And I know she's not used to this.
Uh-huh.
And this one, we have one that was on the other horse. We used to this other.
Right, Miss Summer.
And it's just rather nuts. It hangs out of her mouth when she walks a turn.
Well,
one way or the other. She can spit it out. But she has a way of getting around it. When you walk a turn, you see.
Mm-hmm.
She puts it to one side of her mouth and what she does, it just doesn't come out. It just goes to one side of her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't right. You get too much leeway.
See, I can see that. You gotta know what the horse is used to, kind
yeah.
of, so you can
yeah.
change
yeah.
it.
Yeah, he went and bought this new bridle, and he bought the saddle and the blanket and whatnot for the horse, and he didn't bother to check before he bought it, what she was used to, and he figures that this old bridle is
yeah.
But this one here is similar to the one that she's got now, only it has a double
well, that's beat. Just, a regular,
uh-huh.
regular bit.
But this one here, I think, probably, uh-huh. she may be used to it.
Could be. That's a walking horse bit, but they use them on four horses a lot, they tell me, and we like it better than anything we've had.
Uh-huh.
Now,
you sure got a variety.
She just could be used to a snaffle bit,
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that, but it might be.
And that would make all the difference in the world. But this is an English
is this
one.
This is
Missy.
Yeah,
English.
That's what I think. She looks like that type.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we write our English, but you can use these.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to call Mr. Priest. So go over there and see him.
I'll show her that bit that they had weighted. Just show you how much difference there are in bits.
She's definitely, that's her trouble. The kids can't seem to rein her properly because of it. And an adult gets on her and she doesn't want to mind at all. She wants to rear and she's much easier to handle by children.
Mm.
I can get on her. She can, I opened her up here about two days ago. She rides real well, but she prefers swimming. Work out. Wayne Townsend's brother-in-law came over the other day and bought one of these and tried it on.
That is so heavy. If she has a
yeah.
pencil mouth, you don't
yeah.
want to try that.
That's right. What he found out.
Yeah.
He didn't get very far with it. It is too heavy.
I was trying to get a bit like this. Now this is about as perfect a bit as you can get. But this is for English, and this one was weighted on the side. Because most of them are uneven.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, we need a pen, but...
Oh. Well, there's a difference, isn't there?
Yeah, well, this is a heavy bit, but that one. See, this is weighted over here to make it balance. This is a Caswell. That is a stronger bit than this is sample. But you just barely touch the line on that bit, and boy, she a baby. Now, I was trying to get a bit like that when Mr. Campbell ordered this bit.
Better try
this bit. No more. I don't know.
That's a workhorse.
Yeah. Shirley may have to run, and I want to hear her talk a little bit about that school trouble that she was in.
Yeah.
Now, she's right in the middle of it, see, over in Hawthorne.
Yeah. If I can't get that principal out of there, I don't know what we're going to do. She's just the biggest troublemaker
there ever was. She says they have a way now for going to the university, taking a class, doing their own time.
During the teaching time, this to me is right. We're paying the teachers, to teach. Authority of someone else. And Thomas doesn't have any.
What, you mean airline too?
I just don't believe it.
Well, now, kind of, how did you make it during all that view about 3 weeks from
today? Well, we had something. We finally got substitutes. But you see, the people who call in over there at Hawthorne to get the substitute young to teach the children were discouraged by Mr. Bryant. And Mr. Bryant finally gave his resignation, and he walked out. Mr. Love took his place almost immediately, and he wasn't in there 24 hours, and he didn't have that position 24 hours before he had every class in that room filled.
Yes, that's right.
Now you see, that showed a very negligent part and a very poor leadership on the part of the Mr. Bryan, the principal.
Mm-hmm.
He could have done it if he wanted to. He didn't do it. And as a result,
it looked
he lost
like
3 days right there.
It was like he tried not to.
He did. He discouraged. Because he didn't want the school, you see, to continue on the. They tried their best to close all the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And we fought against this and won. But it turned out very poorly. The children are being graded, but they're not working for their grades. Bonnie is the only one of my children that have really had honest grades.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I was talking to Mr. Talbot yesterday, and I told him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got in an argument.
I'd love to hear that.
Well, I'll tell you, he said, well, we'll see how our school system is the next report card. See what the children are doing the next. I said, that means nothing to me. I said, the school system, school education this year is just washed down the drain. I said, as far as their grades, I said, they've been making A's and B's all through this. And I said, they don't deserve it. And he said, is that right? I said, I know it's right. I said, I haven't seen a graded paper yet this year. I said, I don't even know what my children are studying about. I said, and every year I sit down with them at least an hour after school and go over their schoolwork with them, just more or less to know what they're studying.
That's what you said to Mr. Talbot.
That's what I told him. And he said, no, he said, I don't know what your impression is of our schools, but he said, I think they're doing very well. I said, and another thing, the principal, you see, went back to school yesterday. And the PTA, at the PTA meeting, do you know Mr. Paul, Joyce Paul over in Hawthorne?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he got up at the PTA meeting and he proposed that we have a vote by the members there at the PTA to have the school board accept the resignation of Mr. Lonnie Bryan, the principal, and Miss Anna Mae Phillips, the assistant principal. And it was seconded, but they wouldn't vote on it. The president of the PTA wanted to table this, and he asked him 4 or 5 times if he wouldn't please table it rather than to vote on this. And they finally twisted that man's opinion all around, so they asked him on what grounds he wanted to do this, and he said, poor leadership, just like I had been after him on, and he said, we'll table this till the next PTA meeting. Well, Mr. Joyce and Paul didn't have any idea how long it was going to take, but the next PTA meeting didn't come up until the 25th of April. So midst of his trouble. He's back in school. We can't do anything about it now until the next PTA meeting, unless we call a special meeting. So I called Mr. Talbert especially about this.
You answer it.
Go ahead, get it.
They've already got it done. They already got it, Faye.
I asked Mr. Talbert about him coming back. I said, the PTA has had a vote tabled until next PTA meeting. Tom, come back here.
He's not heard anything.
And so I said, why then do we let this man continue his job when we know he's such a poor leader, poor principal? He said, he says, it's not up to the PTA to put this man out of the job. I said, I know that. I said, the question was that we wanted to raise the question to the school board and let them decide whether he was to stay there. So he said, no matter what the vote would have been, he said, Lonnie Bryan would still have to go back until June to finish out his contract. I said, didn't he hand in a resignation? He said, yes, but it wasn't accepted. I said, under the grounds that we have to propose to the school board, I think they would probably change their mind. And he said, do you think so? I said, I know so. He said, you sit down and write me a letter to that effect. I said, yes, and you just put it in the trash can. I said, if I'm going to do anything, I said, I'll go back to the PTA and call a special PTA meeting and have each one of these that want to vote sign a petition.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, they will present it to the school board directly. From the president of the PTA have it sent directly to the school board and then have it voted on. I said, that's the only way we're going to do it, because I said each one of us would write a letter and they said it'd end up in the trash can. He was so mad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the truth. I've written him more letters and I haven't heard any, and this consolidation thing that I've been fighting so for since the first of school, I finally cornered him and Mr. Senator Cross on the television, and I asked him what they were doing about consolidation, and he had to admit on the television panel, Mark Damon's program, you probably get on Channel 5, that's
mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and he finally admitted that they weren't doing a thing on consolidation. This was far out yet, they still weren't even, and they're wanting to go ahead with another building in Hawthorne. It cost the taxpayers $1.8 million to build this building and not consolidate three other schools from 7th through 12th grades in Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
They'd save that much money if they'd only consolidate, but they're not trying to be conservative at all. They want to try to spend as much as they can. But I had to finally find out on that panel which one was working for this, you know, and both Senator Cross and Mr. Talbert were against the consolidation entirely. So
they wanted the thing built up out of Hawthorne.
They want Hawthorne to be built up, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And all the members over there, I'd say a third of the members that live in Hawthorne had businesses there, you see, want this building to go through. The rest don't want this, they want consolidation.
Mm-hmm.
So at our last PTA meeting, which was after the school walkout, teachers walkout, about 2-3 weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago. Mr. Walker Ebling from Micanopy was over there, and he gave a speech on on his views of consolidation back here 18 months ago. According to Dr. Chick, he had in his notes that we weren't to consolidate, that we were to build a school in Hawthorne. But then Mr. Chick, on the 16th of December, had in the paper that they were going to consolidate 7 through 12 from Hawthorne, and two other schools would join Hawthorne into Gainesville, and they'd go to Lincoln High School. And this would in turn save us $1.8 million. So when Mr. Hedlund got through with his speech, and he went on and on, he was real nervous, and he couldn't hardly speak because all this situation about the principal's resignation and everything else had come up. And he said, he said, he went back 18 months, you know, on this consolidation thing. And it didn't mean a hell of a bee, you know, because it was all in the past. And so I sat there as long as I couldn't take any more. So I finally said, well, yes, but let me bring you up to date on the 16th of December. You know, I went on into this new proposal by Dr. Chick. I thought he would drop over.
Yeah, he probably didn't thank you for that.
Well, in a way, it raised a few eyebrows, you know, and there's quite a bit of discussion went on from there. But I think he'd get out of it just by saying, you know, it wasn't going to come off and all this. But he didn't exactly want it brought up.
Well, let's see, Shirley. They had a kind of a rough time over there during the teacher walkout.
Well, thanks to a lot of mothers, I went over and did some typing, and a lot of mothers, and which are college, some college graduates, and some even just tried to help out with the, what's the matter? Oh, no, honey, it's time. I'll take it off when we get in the car. But a lot of mothers helped out. Even some fathers helped out over there and kept the school open, and I think they did a very well-managed job.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to say that it wasn't. They had it in the newspaper that we were in very poor condition over here at Hawthorne, but it's not so. They were doing very well. Matter of fact, my Johnny learned more in the 2 weeks of that with that substitute teacher than he did with his teacher all year round. And that's the truth. And he came home with homework to do.
Mm-hmm.
She never sent homework. And I begged for homework for that child just to see what he's been doing. He's never brought a book home, and he has never brought a slip of paper with the spelling words on it. Nothing. Not a thing. And that burns me up.
Mm-hmm.
I told Mr. Palmer, I said, I haven't seen yet a grain of paper this year that he's had, except for when the substitute teacher took over. And then he came to me with some problems that I knew that the worker was being a little competitive to him. And so I knew from that he was getting something that he was learning.
Mm-hmm.
But I said before, I said, he just didn't have any problems. He comes home and goes out and plays and does his work, and that's all there is to it. But it was a mess.
So you all kept the school open?
Yes, and I think they did a very well job during the time that this crisis was going on. Of course, I know now it might not have all been that way. You know, it might have been that some of the grades were, especially the high school. I know very little about this because I was in the elementary grade. And the high school presented quite a problem over there. And they were the last to go back to be replaced.
Did they have certain teachers who sort of were the leaders in this walkout?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Lawley Bryan was first.
He was super. He's the
principal. That's right. He was the. Ever since he's been there, this has been milling around. You see, they've had different meetings and agitations all during since beginning of school. We could see this coming. I knew it was coming way back here in October.
Mm-hmm.
Back in October, and. Mr. Talbert was, too. He knew it was coming because he let it out in his office one day when Faye and I were standing there. He said, well, we were fighting then about this kindergarten business, and they didn't want to accept Danny in kindergarten, remember? And I had quite a fight on my hands, but we finally got him in kindergarten. And he let it slip at that time. He said, we're going to have a thing come up here, let me see what is the exact words. If this thing that's brewing comes up in February or March, he said, this kindergarten thing won't mean a hill of beans. That's just what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So it just won't mean anything. It's not only the kindergarten that will hurt, he said, it's all the grades.
Mm-hmm.
Kindergarten through 12. So he knew then that it was coming, and so did Mr. Bryan, of course. And
I got the idea in the papers that the principals and superintendents, a lot of them, were working to keep the schools open and against the teachers But I just can't imagine them doing that.
I've talked to Mr. Talbert and Lloyd Christian and, let's see, Willard Williams. They're all in this.
Mm-hmm.
All the way. The one you'd have to go to in order to get anything done locally is Wade Hopkins, Claude Kirk's right-hand assistant there. And you have to go all the way to Tallahassee before you can get anything done locally. Now, that's the way I've been. And Joyner Jasper, he's another one. And he was one that I thought would help out in this situation because...
But you think they're all sort of...
Tommy.
Abetting the... that'd be a good idea if you understand. But you think they... No matter what came out in the papers, they were all in favor
of
this together.
That's why it was so hard on Florida State. Now, if they hadn't been pushing it so much, they were the ones that gave the teachers the go-ahead. You see, the teachers wouldn't have gone ahead with this
mm-hmm.
if it hadn't been the FEA. The FEA were first. They were the lead. This is Constance Fella, Philip Constance.
Mm-hmm.
It came on down, you see, from them to the superintendents and the principals and all of them, even the teachers, were all working to get in this together.
Mm-hmm.
And if the teachers hadn't had so much behind them, you see, backing them behind, you know,
yeah.
they wouldn't have
Well,
known.
Who was working to keep schools open, Shirley?
Well, it's Florida state law. It's written that no matter what, under what grounds, how do you put that now, Talbert was... explain that on one of the meet Mark Damon's programs. That was one of the questions I called in to ask him. He said it was a law that Florida State schools had to stay open regardless of the situation
mm-hmm.
and to do the best they could.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why they stayed open. But they
I see.
They had to put their substitutes in there. You see.
Mm-hmm.
And there was enough qualified substitutes to handle a job that kept going.
Mm-hmm.
But... I don't know what would happen if we hadn't.
I see. So the principal didn't have any options.
No, they were doing what they were told to do. But those principals, now there were some good principals that stayed in that worked right along with the others.
Mm-hmm.
But these that were walked out ought to not have been able to come back to school.
Do you think they accomplished anything in the walkout?
Not a thing. I can't see where they did. They only put the Florida State. Education back about 5 or 6 years, from the way it looks. They'll never be able to do nothing much in the next 5 years, I don't think, to do better their education now, according to what they've done here in the past three or four weeks. I don't think that they've gained anything. Now they have got the money, now that the legislation has passed there, $254 million, I think it is, to help gain the schools up to where they are today, but they don't have anything to go from today on into the future, to build toward the future. They can get caught up. They say this is catching up money, but I think if it was handled properly, it could be very well that we could have enough to go ahead. Now they want another school board issue, which I know isn't going to go through. I know that before they even start on. This is the big thing now that they're talking about. They weren't satisfied with what they've done here in the past. They want to turn around now and start another school bond issue.
Mm-hmm. Build more schools.
Yeah, for more schools, more teacher pay. You see, they didn't get any pay this last strike. All they've got was a loss of 3 weeks teaching pay. And the conditions aren't any better than what they were before, but I can't see where the conditions were so bad. Now, down in the other counties, the schools...
That's my mood medicine.
Don't touch that medicine. It's pills.
Yeah, that's pills.
I know they're pretty, but... Southern part of Florida, I guess the schools aren't in very good shape, but let them fight it locally among them. I can't see all the schools joining in this walkout. They didn't get very far. They made their point, but they could have made that without walking out.
Mm-hmm. Reverend still like it over there, the office?
He loves it over there. He ran into some old Marine Corps buddies that he's known years and years ago, you know.
Yeah.
Some friends that have known the family, you know. And,
is that right?
There's one fellow over there that went to school with his cousin, went to college with his cousin. he's they didn't know where to put him. They couldn't give him a job, so they gave him a job to supervise over Burma. He says he's some supervisor. This is a position they gave him. Well, he's not doing very much. As a matter of fact, that's a lot of waste of money to me.
Yeah. Tommy, you about ready to move? You might ready to do something. I know you. Yeah.
Well, it is an awful mess.
Yes, sir.
The ones that caused all this trouble should be alleviated so that we won't have any more problems.
How you got along with the house?
Pretty good. Merman goes out every evening and does a little bit now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, don't you?
I don't hear a thing now.
He piled.
They didn't try one of those bananas. How did it to help him?
Would you like a banana?
That'll help him. Tommy, try one of them bananas. We got them old things lying around. Haven't been able to get anybody to eat them.
Would you like a banana?
We just need a little boy to come over here and eat one of them.
Say no, thank you.
Give me one of them. Yes, sir. Well, what is he doing now on the house?
He's tiling the bathrooms.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We had Mr. Fowler come out and tile the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And we got that one near about finished. We ran out of tile and had to get some more.
Oh.
So.
Well, I thought you had it all there.
Well, we had more. The tile that we ran out of was the corner pieces. You see, there's the rounded edge pieces.
Mm-hmm.
We lacked 12 pieces in the blue bathroom and the boys' bathroom, and about 20 in the other one.
Mm.
But we had enough of the other tile.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just waiting on those few pieces to finish up.
It'd be hard to do all this work if you moved in. You just got to get it done before you move in.
I know it. And they're now getting ready to put the floor down in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And the next thing we would have to do, and he's putting, every night he goes out there and he puts in a door casing, you know, around the door.
Uh-huh.
He's got all the masonite up.
Yeah.
On the inside wall. And the main thing now that we have to finish is the floors.
Uh-huh.
We have to get them through. And my cabinet work in the kitchen. And the ceiling, and let me see, there's the boys' bedroom, the front room, and the den that has to have to be ceiling.
Uh-huh.
That's the truth.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Cabinet work. Now, he's not going to try to do that.
He wants to, but I'm not going to let him.
It takes a long
way. Those are one doors that I'm going to speak to, and they're going to flow down the wall. Every time he makes a cabinet door, he makes it last 300 years.
Yeah.
And it's so heavy, I have to pull on it. Mm-hmm. The way he did those downtown, they were a beautiful job.
Yeah.
But they'd stick here, they'd stick there, or they were just so heavy.
Uh-huh.
That they just, you'd pull one out and fall to the floor, you know, if you didn't catch it.
Oh.
But, I'm exaggerating in a way.
Oh, yeah.
He makes things too sturdy. You know that from his fence work outside in the barn.
Yeah.
And that just is just not called for. I mean, it's that heavy material and cabinet work isn't called for.
You know, something like that, a fella grows into it, Shelley,
yeah.
And that's the hardest thing in the world to get over. You know, now
there's
around.
There's more nails in that house out there. He can't put a nail into a board without hitting another nail.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Well, now, you know, I have to watch myself around here if I go out to patch something. I'm going to patch it too well.
Yeah.
I'll put up our, you know, the bar may be down or something like that. First thing you know, I'm restretching the whole line of fence. And
well,
it's just not, that's just too much trouble.
to me, he thinks it's economical to build it right in the first place and never have to rebuild it again. Well, in a way, he's got a point. But then again, you don't have to build it that economical. It'll last for years that you won't be here.
Well, you won't be here. No, sir, the world is too mobile now to plan on being anywhere a year from now.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, sir.
And he's got that. Well, his daddy did the same thing.
Yeah.
Before him. No matter what it was, he went to build. If you went to move it, you got the time trying to lift it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Ms. Guthrie's not doing well?
She has been. She's had high blood pressure, and she came to stay with me that one day when Mom went to town. I haven't seen her since. I'm ashamed of myself. I haven't been over there to see with her this week yet. We went to Orlando Sunday, and there had been a car in the yard, and I keep worried when it was turn off, so I thought I'd stop back by there on the way back to see what she's doing. But, she's not doing as well as she should be.
I was over there, you know, last summer, once, twice, and I thought she was right jolly.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I could tell, get along fine. And then I called over there. You see, I had to go back to the office, and I didn't go anywhere. And I called over there one time, and she was feeling so low, and she just cried, and
Every year around tax time, thinking tax time, she gets this way.
Oh.
I feel like doing the same thing at times.
Yeah.
She's very depressed when it comes to paying taxes, and they wanted to stop her, one of her checks for her, and I told her that she should get an attorney and find out about this.
They wanted what?
They wanted to stop one of her checks that she was getting. I don't remember which one it was now. But she cried and complained about that. So, you know, I said, well, let's go out there and go and ask an attorney.
Yeah.
So he'll be able to tell you because I don't know much about
it. Well, as I understand it, she has an attorney that helps her.
Mrs. Gehan helped her quite a bit with her legal work.
Oh, really?
But she's afraid she's going to have to pay her something. I don't mind paying someone something. If I've got a problem and I don't know what the answer is, I'll go and find out.
Pay
the lawyer, the attorney, something.
Well, they don't do anything for me for nothing.
Me either.
Okay.
But if I feel like I'm about to do something wrong, you know, or I was buying a piece of land, for instance, I want to make sure that land is free and clear before I get into trouble.
Yeah.
I always take it to an attorney. As a matter of fact, I did this past week.
Yeah.
Down there at the station.
I didn't choose this color. This was something left over. I got
is
cheap.
Right?
I got it at 25 cents or something like that when it's ordinarily sold for 50 or 75.
Where is home building supply?
Oh, no. It was down at one of those trailer places at Ocala. They make trailers down there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have
a lot of lights. The ceiling was dark, or the walls are dark.
Yeah.
I just can't stand it. Dark.
Well, they had old dark paper on the wall, and it'd blow, you know, through the cracks. He painted most of it and then put a little paper over here for...
Yeah.
Oh, break down right there.
Variety.
Real cheerful.
Makes your old mantle right pretty.
Yeah.
I like that.
Now, this is what I want to do, is use one wall of paper on two rooms, one in the boys' room and one in our room.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't want to put paper on the wall, so I don't know the end of that.
Yeah?
It's very big. It's just a narrow porch. I often wish that we had extended it out another 3 or 4 feet to what we did.
Well, they don't seem to have porches now.
No,
Shirley.
And I love them. I think they're nice to have.
They have a Florida room and things like that, you know. Playroom.
A big old magnolia, too. Yes, it's a lovely place.
These old,
They're undernourished or something. I worked with them all last summer, and I still haven't been able to figure out what's wrong with them.
Yeah.
We're on the front porch, and that's
well,
the wind that's roaring.
Break some branches off and take them in and let the agriculture department see what they can do.
Uh-huh. Well, now that one's not too healthy right there.
It got a tendency to turn yellow the way it might be. And I love those flowers.
It's nice to have some.
The rose and the camellia.
Yeah. I like to see those leaders last up
here?
Into the.
This one here, what is this?
This thing here?
I think I want to do sometimes, but I wish I hadn't said. Yeah.
That's right.
I'm going to talk now. That song works until late at night.
Bye.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to the hospital at the end of the month, so he'll have his heart's content out there working for all hours tonight.
Bye.
I have to go out there.
Now Shelly's out in the car.
Bye. About 11 o'clock, and he'll be out there.
Ready to go home.
But,
that doesn't know when to quit.
Bye. Bye.
Tommy's ready to go too.
He just went out there for a while.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, that's
on the way back. I don't know. You may have to stay on this medicine pretty regularly to get over this. But she doesn't eat, right? She,
oh, she doesn't.
No, she's a big meat eater. She eats a lot of fatty foods. And the doctor told her that she eats this, but she...
She always has eaten it.
It's not good for anyone, for that matter, but especially her with her blood pressure being that high.
Well, this is a little bit, that little hard on Marvin. I guess he's...
Now, he was supposed to have gone out and gotten a job here couple weeks ago, and she come down sick and didn't want him to go out, didn't want him to leave her, so he lost the job.
What sort of job is that?
I don't know. I never did find out. Mr. One of Mr. Townsend's boys found the job for him, but I never did find out what he was supposed to be doing.
Uh-huh. Well, he can do about anything.
Yeah, he's a pretty good fella.
Yeah.
He sure is. And he didn't go because he didn't want to believe her. She was sick.
Uh-huh.
I told her she'd come over there and stay with me during the daytime if she wanted to. But, I don't, just between you and I don't think she wanted Marvin to leave. I think she had to have him right there, you know. And then she gets after him because he doesn't get out and try to get a job. I don't know.
Oh, she does.
Marvin, I don't think I could stand it.
She's
never satisfied.
Yeah.
Her and Berman make a good couple. They're never satisfied.
All they've been doing, you go over there and you find teachers in groups talking. Among themselves.
Is that right?
And the children all milling around the schoolhouse, out on the playground. Any time of the day you go over there. I went over there Friday before they walked out on Monday.
Yeah.
I knew they were going to walk out on Monday.
Yeah,
so I went over there Friday to get a pile of books, you see.
Yeah.
I was going to teach them at home. So they knew
yeah.
I had to go to the principal's. Tommy, get in, honey. We're going in a minute. I had to go to the principal's office and get a slip of paper to get these books, you see. Well, I went around to each of these classrooms
it's
to get the books,
me,
and you would never believe what I ran
it's
into when I saw while I was there Friday. I was so upset, I cried my head off right there in the darn schoolroom. I couldn't help it. I walked into Johnny's classroom, the fifth grade, and there was so much screaming and yelling going on in that room that I couldn't get the teacher to hear me.
Why?
So much confusion. So I thought, well, maybe this is a recess there period or something. So I told the teacher, I said, I'll be back at 2 o'clock. And she said, that's all right. She said, you come back at 2 o'clock. So I went to the next child's room, which is Timmy's room, the second grade, to get some books from there. And she said, I said, I just come to pick up some books. And she said, Mrs. Dodd, this is before I got the slip from the office. She said, Mrs. Dodd, I haven't got time to talk with you. If you want to talk to me about your child, you call me on the telephone. I said, that child's my child. He's in your care while he's here. I've got a right to know what he's doing in this classroom. And I said, all I came for was some books. I said, I didn't come to discuss his grades or his work in any way. I said, all I want to do is get some books. And she said, Mrs. Dodd, if you want to get books, she said, I'm not allowed to give you books. She said, if you want to get books, you have to go to the office for a slip. I said, well, if you give me a list of words so that I can teach him his spelling words over the weekend, and if you teachers are out of work, I said, I'll have something to work with him. She said, no, I won't do that either. She said, I'll tell you that I'm going to be home all weekend. If you want to talk to me, you call me and talk to me then. She said, or else, she said, we'll just have to forget the whole thing. She said, I've got a class here to teach. She said, I don't want to be bothered with it. Well, I was so mad. I turned around. I didn't say another word. I went right straight to the principal's office. I got a slip of paper stating, I walked in there and I was mad and he knew it. And I told him, I said, Mr. Bryan, all I want from you is a slip of paper stating that I can have some books from these teachers. And he didn't say a word. He sat right down and wrote out the slip and handed it to me. But I found out later that other parents couldn't get me books. He wouldn't give them his permission.
Oh, really?
So I took this slip of paper back to Mrs. Hance, and I showed it to her. I didn't say a word. I just shoved it right to her like this, you know. Well, she took the paper, went over and picked up the books, and she went back to her desk, and she said, Mrs. Dodd, if it's any consolation to you, know that I'll be here teaching Monday. But I'm not one of the teachers who's walking out. But you see, she was there. She hadn't walked out. She stayed right with her in the classroom. But it made her mad because she wanted to walk out. But she was one of the ones that was supposed to stay in to see how the conditions of the school, so she could report back to the others, you see.
Oh.
So it was all a working organization. But through it thick and thin, she finally changed her mind about halfway through the crisis, and she began to work now with the children. And you can sure tell the difference in Timmy's schoolwork.
Yeah.
But I went back to Johnny's room, and at 2:00...
Charlotte was just getting started, and I knew the tape was about to run out, and it ran out just there, you see. So I excused myself and came on back in here and turned it over. And so there's a little disconnection.
You said when the room was like this.
Yeah.
Not only that, I looked over her schedule and what she
now,
was
let me tell you. Let me get that straight. Now, that was Johnny's room.
That's right.
How
fifth
old
grade.
Johnny?
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
Yeah, he's 10.
Uh-huh. And when you went in there, you had to sit down... You sat down there 45 minutes just waiting for him.
To quit dancing so that I could, you know, get a word in edgewise to the teacher. She was yelling at him, screaming at him. She couldn't get him. And when it come to dismissal time at 2:15, she said it took them 15 minutes to get them quiet enough to tell them that they were dismissed. When she went to dismiss them, she had to run around there looking. She said, I've lost half my class. They had gone. They left. They'd gone home.
Why, that's...
Do you think I wasn't upset? I sat there and I bawled. And I didn't care. She saw me and I was so upset. I couldn't stand it.
Now that's incredible.
I just couldn't stand it. That was Friday before they went out on Monday.
Yeah.
Now you know if things are going on like that, how can they study?
Yeah.
How can they study?
They had half of it copped it off for the...
Sometime we ought to ride over there. I'll show you those rooms.
Yeah.
They got a whole solid room there with nothing in there but a green carpet and a little tiny platform,
yeah.
And they've got a record player,
yeah,
sitting on top of this platform. And here they are just dancing the twist, having a big time.
Right.
Yeah. I'll tell you, that's unreal. Now, let me see. The other...
Okay.
Johnny said that now, once in a while, they go over there and they sit down. Those that send me to work can go over there and draw on paper,
mm-hmm,
draw pictures on paper.
Right.
Or they can use it for a rest period, pads. Go over there and lay down on the carpet and rest.
Mm-hmm.
Kids of the fifth grade shouldn't have that much leisure time.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be able to draw. You ought to see the artwork Johnny comes home. Now, he does bring home artwork. Crayon, you know, drawing pictures of crayons.
Mm-hmm.
But never a graded paper. Never. Because Bonnie does. Every day she comes in with an armful of papers that she's been doing. Writing, arithmetic, spelling.
But now, which grade was it that where the teacher had to stay through the whole thing? That's Timmy?
Timmy.
Yeah.
That's the second grade.
That's the second grade. And you went in there on Friday to get the book.
Right, and she just waited and told me to get out of there.
She didn't have time to talk.
She never does. Anytime you go over there, she doesn't want you milling around. She doesn't want you to find out anything, you see.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want you in the classroom. In other words, she doesn't want you to see how little they're teaching. That's all. But I told her I had a right to be there, but I wasn't there on that purpose that day. I was there to mainly get the books to teach them, because I knew they were going to walk out, and I didn't see any sense in arguing with them.
And she couldn't give you the book.
She wouldn't give me the book. She said, but I went to another reading teacher that Timmy goes to, a special reading teacher, because he's behind in his reading. And I talked with her. Now, she was real nice. She is one of the ones that walked out. But she talked to me for a good hour. And she gave me a whole armful of books to give Timmy to read. And she told me what I could do with Timmy, what I couldn't, what I shouldn't do, what I could do. To help him out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she was real nice about the whole thing. Now, she gave me the books, and I didn't have to give her a slip of paper.
Oh. But when you went into the principal, he did give you the principal.
He gave me a slip of paper, but I didn't have to show her the slip of paper. She didn't even want to see it. You see, all she did was write down the names of the books that I borrowed from the school to teach him reading from. But she didn't have to have a signed slip. Now, the other two teachers, they had to have the signed slip. So.
But Timmy's teacher didn't walk out.
No, she stayed there, but she was the decoy, you see.
Yeah.
She was reporting to the other teachers at the beginning of the walkout what was going on and what wasn't going on, so that they could use this to the better of their judgment.
Well, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. But then halfway through this now, she changed her mind. You see, they weren't making any headway. About halfway through this crisis business, she saw where they weren't going to, that Kirk wasn't going to give in to them, you see. And she began to change her mind, so she got right down to brass tacks. And a lot of us mothers got behind her, too, and complained because we didn't see any work that the children were doing. So one day, the next day Timmy went to work, he came home, he had a big blister on his finger. I said, Timmy, what's wrong with your finger? He said, you know that teacher made me get that. I said, how'd she do it? He said, she made me write all day long. So now she's trying to make up for all this time, you see, working the kids to death.
Yeah. So they can get
they
a little
can,
work out of them
if they want to.
To.
But the teachers don't want to. They just take a note. Very nonchalant attitude toward the whole teaching business.
Well, that's just phenomenal.
So, what are we going to do?
I don't know whether I could sleep for all that time or not if I know.
That's
all
what's
that.
Been bothering me, and my heart's been acting up, and then I knew I had to have this operation. I put this operation off since the 1st of September. And I went into the doctor the other day, and he said definitely that I couldn't put it off any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what kind of an effect it's going to be on us afterwards. So, I know.
Oh, I thought you had to put it off on account of your teeth.
No, that and two on the count of my this crisis they had back in October. You know, that was the 1st of September, but I'd heard that there was going to be this mess was supposed to come up in October,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I waited till then to see what would happen. And all this time I've been putting it off because I was afraid this would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And now, since it's happened and it's over with, we decided we would get the same
area.
I see. But it's not over with. I just keeping quiet.
You mean they're still not learning anything?
No, it's the same thing. They're back to school. They're drawing a salary and they're not going to get any more from this. But now they're waiting on the school bond issue, you see. Now they want another school bond issue to get more. And they're waiting now to see what that'll bring them before they'll begin to teach again.
Is that right?
So
why?
We're still learning better than we were.
Let's go!
I'm sick of that. And then I thought, too, once I'd sent them to West Point.
Let's go!
Okay, baby. I told them that I'd probably send them to Wisconsin during the summer months. Some summer program.
That just takes the place out of it.
It does. I don't have a heart to do anything.
Yeah. I think of that, Clark.
I got another letter from someone. And according to what he said in that letter, everybody's going to be replaced. He knows it as well as I do that there is no the students are in the condition they are only because of the neglect of the teachers and the school supervisors. So I think we're going to get some new blood in there.
So you don't take control of us by any means.
I'm sorry to say it, but I can't see any. Well, now it's over with. As far as the teachers are concerned, they're gonna just go to school to be going to school to draw their pay. And the parents, as long as the children are making A's and B's, they're satisfied. But they don't know what's behind it. You see,
yeah.
Half of them don't know this.
Yeah.
And who's going to complain now?
Yeah.
The only one complaining is me, and I know what's behind it.
And you think Kirk's your man?
The only thing he can do, there isn't much he can do except for what he's already done. But when he told me that these jobs were being replaced, even Talbert's going to be replaced. And Willard Williams is going to be replaced. And several Christians are talking about replacing him. And that's another thing. They're going to try to be appoint someone for their position. I think it should be election. I think they should be elected. But that's what Kirk's working on now.
Yes, he was on that Sunday night thing at 8:30 to 10:30, about 10 o'clock. For half an hour.
Oh, no. What was it on?
It's at Channel 5 PBL, they call it.
What was his speech on?
He wanted his speech. Is what they call the profile. They just followed him here, there, and yonder.
Oh, I sure wish I'd have seen him. And the Channel 5 was with this FDA. You know that?
Yeah.
They were with this FDA. They sided with him.
Yeah.
And that made it rough.
Yeah.
I believe in that. I want the best of education for my son, but I believe too for my kids. But the money isn't being spent wisely. Not when they're going to go have a room over here at Hawthorne for dancing. Now that's not just there's one big huge building. In this building they have three classrooms, and off to the side of each of these classrooms they have one of these dance rooms. So there's room enough for six classes in that one building. They only have three, and three dance halls.
I never heard of that.
It's a mess. And that's not all. The building contracts, I asked Kirk about this in my first letter, about standardizing the building system for all the schools being built in Florida. And asked him why it couldn't be built under a standardized building plan. Rather than a bidding, contract bidding scale, which would save quite a bit. So this is something else that they don't operate.
They
won't
money.
Consolidate. They want to build their own private schools by their own private contractors. And there goes a lot of money for nothing. To my estimation, they'd have a lot of money for education, a better education plan if they'd use it wisely.
Yeah. The state of culture.